Okay, Brad Hayes, you are an expert in congressional behavior, Supreme Court behavior. I want to ask you a question. Syria. That's the question.
Just go, right? Just go. Yeah. Tell us all about Syria. Right. So it's a mess, right? It's very fluid. And this has not been the Obama administration's great moment in terms of providing clear leadership and clear direction to the American people. But despite that, things are looking up for the administration, right? The new kind of proposals that have emerged first kind of out of Russia and then the Senate seem as if they're giving the Obama administration a way out of this, what would look like is going to be a really significant and almost historic defeat in, you know, putting this vote for the authorization of force on Syria up for a vote in Congress, which was almost sure to lose.
Put a different way, I've written and said, he's either the smartest man in the world, Obama, or the luckiest.
Right. No, I think that's right. I mean, that a kind of offhanded remark by Kerry turns into a proposal by Russia, who we haven't been exactly buddy-buddy with over the last several years, that may, in fact, help avoid a real embarrassing situation for the Obama administration. Now, that being said, there are so many things in motion that I'm still not sure that anything is going to come from this, right? That the Obama administration is not out of hot water yet. But given that there's even a pathway for some kind of success, and success simply meaning political success, right, where the Obama administration can claim victory, right? And you can already see that they're doing that, right? They're claiming victory, saying that now Syria has acknowledged that they have weapons of mass destruction in the form of chemical weapons, which they didn't acknowledge before, and that they're now willing to give those up, or at least they say that they are, and those are big things. So that they can claim credit for those things is a big thing and looks much improved over just a week ago.
I'm fascinated by where you started your last remark about, which is that Kerry throws out something offhanded and says, well, if they were willing to give up under strict supervision their chemical weapons, and then what seemed like a New York minute later, Putin immediately comes back and says, yeah, we could do that, basically, and we're offering this. You know, Brad Hayes, the point about democracy is if we don't know what's going on, we can't possibly be good citizens, and we can't possibly vote, and we can't possibly think about things. So my feeling is that there's some prima facie basis for thinking that our country and the Russians, who had been in touch on this previous to these so-called offhand remarks.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose that's possible. I mean, one of the interesting things is that the Obama administration didn't go that route, though. I mean, and maybe that's part of the, you know, secret negotiations that went on.
My point.
But at the same time, having watched that conference as you did, it really does seem that Kerry's almost kind of stammering through that answer to the question of, you know, is there any way for the United States to avoid striking Syria? I think within about a half hour after that particular press conference, the White House essentially disavowed that. They said that was totally hypothetical.
Because they were worried about it. And because they have a credibility issue. And the credibility issue is that if they don't mean the line in the sand, that the Syrians, Assad, isn't going to do what he's supposed to do.
Right.
So they're playing it sort of two
Both
shoulders
ways.
With
right.
a bucket on either shoulder.
Yeah, perhaps. Whatever the case, right, whether this was all, you know, kind of carefully orchestrated or yeah. whether, in fact, it just happened, you know, the Obama administration, you know, did jump at the chance. And, you know, this is something that you already see that the American people are quite pleased with. Right. And that's why this seems to be such a powerful thing. It's in some ways a middle path. Right. That the Obama administration can still in some ways kind of rattle the sabers with some kind of authorization of force. And yet there is a pathway to avoiding a strike, a very unpopular strike based on the public polling numbers. So, you know, whatever the case, we still get to this this point where the Obama administration has to be very thankful that this worked out, at least up to this point, so that they could avoid this. I mean, I think one of the other interesting things going on here is the way that Syria has been a distraction. that there's been a lot of public attention and political capital used to try to get the Congress on board with the Obama administration's policies here. And it, of course, was not successful up until about now. And we have some major, major issues coming up, obviously, with the budget, possible government shutdown, the debt ceiling is looming. And we haven't really been talking about this much. I mean, it's just now this week that the leadership in the House and the Senate are jointly meeting to try to come up with a plan to avoid a government shutdown. And most of that seemingly was pushed back due to the concentration on Syria. So there have been kind of effects on domestic policy as a result of the attention that we've had to pay to Syria.
Well, Brad Hayes, don't you think, though, that Boehner gets to be speaker, and it's clear that the name of the game is to keep his troops happy by going after Obama at every nip and tuck that they possibly can. You know, so the issue, it seems to me, is less important than they're showing off to their constituents that they're giving Obama a hard time.
It's interesting, though, because Boehner actually was in favor of the strikes in Syria.
Sure.
He was on board with that, which was not in line with the rest of his party. I mean, he was one of the few Republicans that was kind of out there saying that this is something that we needed to do. You know, I think he's actually in a rather similar position where it comes to the debt ceiling, that he's willing to do some kind of symbolic things rather than more impactful things in order to avoid the United States defaulting on its debts. You know, with this leadership mantle does come a certain kind of responsibility for stewardship over the nation as a whole. And Boehner does seem to have that. I mean, he may not have it as much as what the Obama administration and what individuals perhaps in the center and the left want him to. But at the same time, he seems to have it more than some members of his party. And so it's a difficult position for Boehner. But it is one where we see it in certain positions. He taking a position that's actually not very popular in his own caucus.
Well, I would disagree with you respectfully, because I think what happens here is that they have to have it both ways. They have to be obstructionist, but not to appear obstructionist. If their leader, you know, says, I think we have to be serious about this Syria thing, and then the rank and file says, no, we're not going to help, it's almost to me that that is orchestrated. I had Richie Neal, the congressman, on this very program, and I asked him about this, and he said, yeah, where were all these Republicans who were so against Obama on Syria and insisting he come to the House? Where were they when it came to George Bush and Iraq?
Right. I think it's 10 of 82 Republicans that voted to authorize the invasion of Iraq are in support of a strike on Syria. So that certainly bears out. You know, I think you're right in the sense that the opposition to Obama has fueled opposition to a strike in Syria. I think that's right. That's my inclination.
Among the Republicans,
yes. However, you know, I still think that if you're looking at the leadership, that Boehner has often tried to take a more moderate position than his caucus as a whole. And that, you know, may be largely symbolic, but that, you know, in the past, leadership positions have mattered. It's simply that his caucus is fragmented, and that there is, as you've said, kind of a dogmatic element.
And every one of them is afraid that they go back to their constituency and they're not right-wing enough and not anti-Obama enough, they're going to lose their races.
Right, and so all of the incentives then are for them to hold that far-right position, which makes Boehner's position extraordinarily difficult if he's trying to take governance seriously.
We love having Brad Hayes, Associate Professor of Political Science at Union College, with us. Brad, you're so smart. It really is a wonder to have you here, and we appreciate it.